let the oil hack about it. I'm not really sure.
I'm a tzaka pa.
Because there's some things that seem to be like conflicting in the Rishonim. We try to understand the conflicting Rishonim. It's not yours? No.
Come up there.
What's going to be the pshat? Let's the siyata d'shmaya rabbosai. Let's try to break through in the sugya over here. You're going to need a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Tanya, Amar Reb Yeshua, Arba Dvarim. There's four different things. Oisa, oisam, parter b'dine adam achay b'dine shamayim. The Gemara later on asks, the suleka va'ika, there's so many more. What do you mean only Arba Dvarim? The Gemara later on tries to figure out what are the chidushim of all four of these particular things. Why these four are the things that are oisa, oisam, parter b'dine adam achay b'dine shamayim, ve'elu hain, these are the four. Apoyeritz, get of ne behemes chaveira. Akoyfev, komasu shachaveira. Ve'vnei adleika, asoycher, eide sheker lahir. Ve'yodeh, eides chaveira, ve'enu meyid loy. Those are the four things, the four cases. We're going to go through each four of them systematically. Amar Mara, Peretz get up, Nebemes Chaveru. Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? Ilema Bekaisel Bari. If you're talking about that, it's a strong wall. Bidine Adam Nami Lichayev. So why only Chayev Bidine Shamayim? Shosu Chayev Bidine Adam. Ella Bekaisel Ra'ua. Period. End of story. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, and we're going to go through, it's amazing how every Rashi has a massive chiddush. Every Rashi. Rashi starts off and says, Pater b'dine adam kasavar grama bin nezakin pater. I believe that Ramesh Yehuda yesterday was being medayik, that Rashi says it's the shach's diuk. Kasavar, what does it mean kasavar? Translate the word kasavar. He holds, he thinks. It sounds like it's this is not everyone's opinion. This is his opinion. And he's entitled to his opinion. Kasavar, he holds Grum ben Azakin Pater. It sounds like Rashi holds as a machloikis if Grum ben Azakin is Pater or not. That many Rishonim argue on Rashi about. And they say that everyone agrees Grum ben Azakin is Pater. There's a machloikis about Garmi. But Grumma, what the difference between Garmi and Grumma, hopefully going to get a chance to work on. But
you
in the meantime.
He holds or Rabbi Yeshua holds?
He is Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah. Okay. Zak Rashi Viter. A pirate's getter. Rashi says, what are we talking about over here? He was Peretz Geder, the Fnei Behemoth Chavira. Obviously, something to do with the Behema. If we were just talking about the fence, then what would it say? What would Rabbi Yeshua say? Peretz Geder Chavira. From the fact that it says Peretz Geder Fnei Behemoth Chavira, we're obviously talking about something to do with the animal. What happened to the animal, says Rashi? Baruch had got out. What else could we have, in theory, have said that we're talking about? Hezek. But Rashi says, no, we're talking about that the animal was Baruch. And then a koipiv kamas letzad hadleika, kidei sheyaver boheish. This is not really for our sugya, but there's one thing that's important in Rashi. Rashi is telling us what was his intention. What does the word kidei mean? In order, that was his intention. Rashi tells us, koipiv kamas, it doesn't just mean he did it letzad hadleika, vitaver boheish. Rashi sounds like that he has ill intent. His intention was to cause this person damage. And it seems that Rashi says that if it wouldn't be his intent, the loch would be different. We'll have to see. Says Rashi Vaiter, this is the most controversial of all the Rashis. Now again, we were definitely talking about the Behema. How do we know we're talking about the Behema? Because it says Peretz Geder Lefnei Behemas Chaveira, says Rashi. Ibe Koisel Bar, B'dinam Naim L'chayiv, says Rashi. L'chayiv Miho HaKoisel. Yiddish is Chotchik. Should be Chayiv Chotch on the Koisel. Miho HaKoisel, you should be Chayiv. To ha B'yadayim Avad. He did this B'yadayim. V'abehema Lekalameimer D'mechayiv. D'otanan Pirtu Alistin Potter. You can't say we're coming to say you're Chayiv on the Behema, because our Mishnah says Pirtzu Alistim is Pater. So Rashi says, one thing's for sure, on the Behema, what's your gonna be your din be day Adam? Pater. No way around that. So what did the Gemara mean? If it's Kaisel Bari, that you're going to be Chayiv. Can't mean on the Kaisel, there's no difference. The case of Pirtzu Alistim, Pirtzu Alistim. He's talking about where it's a deer, but it was also Nal Kiroi, whatever it is. It's like Kaisel Bari. Over there, he's saying you're punter on the Behema. Over here, also it has to be. So, what does it mean? In the case of Kaisel Bari, Miha Chayev, says Rashi, Chayev Miha Akaisel. Should be Chayev on the Kaisel. Chachik, you should be Chayev on the Kaisel. That's what Rashi says. Dabi Adayim Avad. That's where Rashi learns. Now, clearly there is a doichek here in the Rashi, because the Gemara the whole time seemed to be focused on the behema. So when we said, when Rabbi Yeshua said, Abba Dvarim Isas and Parter Bedina Adam Chai Bedina Shamayim, we thought we're talking about the behema. So Tosis helps Rashi here, and Tosis says, even though Tosis never quotes Rashi, which is very, very startling, usually when Tosis is going in Rashi's derech, he will say, Pirush HaKuntres, but Tosis over here says that because when it says Lashon of Pater, what does Pater sound like? In Gansen. Let's say a person, someone sues someone for $1 million, and Bezdin Paskins, he has to pay $5. Would you say he's Chayev or Pater?
Chayev.
Chayev, how much?
$5.
Just a little bit. Right. What, in order to be putter, how putter do you have to be in order to be putter?
Totally
putter. Right. So if you're chayv on the kaisel, you can't say putter. B'dinei Adam. So Tosis says, I'm chayv mia kaisel. I would have said those are two different discussions. You're right. If someone's chayv someone $1 million, they make him pay. If someone's suing someone for $1 million, make him pay five. He's chayv five, and he's not putter. What happens if he's suing him $1 million and he's also telling him I want his house? Bezdin says the $1 million, you don't have to pay the house, you have to pay. Would you say he's chayv or putter? I would say he's putter on the $1 million, chayv on the house. I could have separated them. Rashi seems to say, no, you say putter, that has to be putter mikol vakol. And if you're chayv on the kaisel, I can't use the word putter.
But then our Mishnah also says putter per tzua.
Okay, that's a good question. Then we go back to our Mishnah, asks Tully. The Mishnah says per tzua listim. Over there it's talking about that it's not a kaisel, a ru'uya. It's talking about that. So then why over there doesn't it say that you're chayv? Good question. Oh, maybe over there it's more specific. Yeah, but over there we're specifically focusing. Could be a kitzer. It's a good shtel. It needs answers. Maybe we have answers. That's what Rashi says. But the miyak koisel, because on the behema you can't say it because it says pertua listem is pater. So what does the Gemara answer? Ela b'koisel ruua, says Rashi. Deloy afsedei dila mister koi. What does loy afsedei mean? Lose anything. What are we referring to? Lose anything?
The wall.
The wall. So now the whole time was we got an issue with the wall. Does anything change as far as the behema is concerned from Kaisel Bari to Kaisel Ru'ua? No. Either way, Rashi says you're going to be Medine Adam what? Pater Medine Shamayim Chayiv. We just had an issue with the wall, so we got to get the wall out of the way. How do we get the wall out of the way? It's not a Kaisel Bari, it's a Kaisel Ru'ua, and therefore you're Pater on the wall. Are you Chayiv Medine Shamayim on the wall? What? Tosis says, maybe not. Maybe Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz says, maybe yes. We have to figure out what to do with the wall. But that's not going to be our focus right now. Let's see Tosis. And I want to show you perhaps why Tosis does not quote Rashi. Because Tosis is similar to Rashi, but subtly different than Rashi. Says Tosis, Ilem HaKoisel Bari Bedini Adam Nami Lechayiv Pirish. Now, I thought maybe it should say Pirish B'Kuntres. Pirish HaKoisel Da Behema Vadi Loi Mechayiv. Right, okay, yeah, so but usually we have a klal in general. Tosfos reads all Rashis. Tosfos can say identical to Rashba, no problem. Rashba, no one had to read each other's pirish. The only one who we knew always read each other's pirish is Tosfos always read Rashi. Because Tosfos, anytime he doesn't like Rashi, what does he do? He argues. And usually when he likes Rashi, what does he do?
Nothing.
He's not going to just write the same thing as Rashi. So over here, it's just interesting. Tosis' pirish is almost like it's a critique on Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Over here, Tosis doesn't say anything. I think it's because Tosis is deviating without necessarily having major issues. Different pshat. Tosis is entitled to a different pshat. We'll see. Pirish akunch akoisel. The behema vari loy mechayiv. The pirish is getter ba'alma. The ainzela grama ba'alma. V'yesh svarim shekosav ben lehedya akoisel. There's some Gemaras that actually have in the Gemara that it says, that when the Gemara says, Dino Nami Lechayiv, Nami Lechayiv Akoisel, it's in the Gemara. So now, I want to show you where there's a subtle difference between Rashi and Tosfos right here. Which is Rashi says, why can't we learn we're talking about the behema? What is Rashi's proof that
from
you can't...
From the Mishnah.
From the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say?
Petsua listim.
Rashi's problem is, I have a Mishnah that says not like that. What's Tosfos' problem? Tosfos doesn't bring a Mishnah. Tosfos says, it's a grammar. So Rashi and Tosfos have two different problems. So they're coming from two different places. They end up at the same location, the same destination, is the same conclusion. The conclusion is our Gemara is talking about the Kaisel and not the Behema. But why? Rashi says we're talking about, we can't be talking about the Behema because the Mishnah says, but to a listim. Tosfos says we're talking about it because Grama. What's the Machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos? So we're going to start here. You could say the Machloikas is a real, like a Machloikas in their total Mahalach and Limud. There's a beautiful shtickle in the Sefer Kerem Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua Kohn, that he writes over there, a Mesaira from the Nachlas David, from Reb Chaim Volozhin, from the Vilna Gaon, if I'm not mistaken, that says Rashi and Tosfos have two totally different attitudes in general in Gemara. Rashi is much more into text. Rashi is very into text. Tosfos is much more into Svara. You'll find in general, Rashi's trying to fit things into the words. How are we going to work out, you know, other things? That doesn't really, Rashi wants things to fit the text. Rashi's very textual in general. Tosfos is much more into understanding things. Tosfos is going to be bothered more by the Svara. And I'll work out the text. I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. Well, if the text doesn't mean that, Tosfos will finesse the Lashon. Rashi will finesse more the lumdus, and he wants to make sure the Lashon works. That says, and he brings there in the Sefer Kerem Yeshua around 50 examples of this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, where Rashi's always trying to figure out the text, and also the text in our sugya. Tosfos is bothered by other Gemaras, other places. Rashi's like, look, let's figure out what the sugya is saying. Vos state. Rashi's into vos state. And Tosfos is like, but it doesn't make sense to me. Rashi has to work it out. A kitzer, maybe Rashi's saying, look, I have a Mishnah. Vash state in Mishnah. Petua list in Potter. The Mishnah says, you're Potter. Tosfos says, I hear. We've got to figure that out. But in Lomdis, I don't understand it. Which is a better kasha. Maybe they agree to each other. Maybe they really ain't agreeing. It's just Tosfos would rather ask a question from Lomdis. Rashi would rather ask the question from the text. Kenzine, maybe.
It's the same thing.
Maybe they're not. There's no real bitter machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. There's a machlokes and approach in general. Ken Zayin.
Well,
however,
trying to explain the text.
What do you mean? If you would have just brought me from over there, you could have wiggled out. I could have wiggled this way, that way. Tosfos, and in fact, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says this way. This is what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. From the Mishnah, there's no raya. There's no raya from the Mishnah. Why? Because when the Mishnah says Pursua listim is pater, what are we referring? What's the whole Mishnah talking about? What happened to the animal? The animal damaged. What is our case talking about? The animal gets damaged or disappears. That's two different cases. Just because it says in the Mishnah that Pursua listim is pater, if the animal does damage, doesn't mean that you're going to be pater if the animal gets damaged. Lav davka. Therefore, Tosfos says, I can't bring a raya from the Mishnah. What's the raya? I mean, Svara. But the Maisa, Soif Kosef, is just a grama. Soif Kosef is just a grama. What did I do over here? I broke open a wall, and the animal got out. The animal damaged, the animal broke out, whatever it is. The fact is, right now, it's just a grama. That's what Tosfos says.
Well, Rabbeinu Peretz is saying there's a difference in the level of
grama. Seems like Rabbeinu Peretz is understanding. If I want to make someone responsible, what is he more likely responsible for? If the animal gets damaged or the animal damages? From this Rabbeinu Peretz, what would you say a person's more likely responsible for? An animal gets damaged or an animal damages? Gets damaged, right? We're going to use the word gets damaged or gets lost, whatever. But the fact that it says in the Mishnah the animal damages is putter doesn't necessarily mean if the animal gets damaged your putter. Which one is a bigger chiddush? Yeah. In the Rambam we're going to see pum fakert. Rabbi say it's going to be interesting. That's going to be part of our issue. Perhaps we're going to see the opposite again. According to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Sister Rabbeinu Peretz, listen, just because your putter. When the animal damages, doesn't mean your putter, the animal gets damaged. It's more likely to be chayiv for the animal getting damaged. I understand the svara, perhaps, of Rabbeinu Peretz is that when I open the gate, what's the first thing that's going to happen? It's out. It's gone. I lost it. The damage is another step. What happens to happen after that? Now the animal has to go eat something, step on something, go mazik something. That's so that I'm putter on, you know, step two doesn't mean I'm putter on step one. Therefore, there's no raya. What does Rashi hold? Either you could say Rashi holds in svara, I understand them as being the same level. There's no difference. Grama is grama. Grama is zaken pater. Period. It's all the same thing. No, there's no chilukim in dargas. Or says the Rashba, maybe Rashi holds when it says in the Mishnah Pertzua listim v'yatz v'zika pater. Maybe pater. What does pater mean? Pater. Pater if the animal damages? Pater. Pater if the animal gets damaged? Pater. Pater is pater, says the Rashba. In other words, maybe I could have heard Tosfos' chilek, but the Mishnah says not like that, because the Mishnah says pater.
Then we really have a problem. That'll be the wall. Sure. I mean, it's the wall. According to the Rashba, the wall for sure.
Good. Pater is pater. Okay? He said, why in the Mishnah, if pater means pater, so the Mishnah should mean pater on the wall also.
And there's that.
No, it's over here. It's Hotzia listim.
If we're saying the behemoth getting lost, is not under that for?
Because it's by to the behemoth.
Are we saying Viyotza V'Zika or not? Is it?
For two listim Viyotza.
You're a mazik.
Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Isai, there's what to be discussed. So these are the different pshatim that we have over here. This is Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, comes along the Gemara and says the Gemara. So what's the case over here of were you going to be potter even on the wall? So Rashi, it's a koisel ra'ua. Delo avsedei ula mistar koi. So you're putter on the wall. Frekt the Rambam. In Tshuvas HaRambam. Frekt the Rambam Akasha. V'im toimer. I'm reading you the Lashon of the Rambam. Koisel ze ha-ra'ua. Toimer koisel ra'ua. Oymed l'stira. That's what Rashi says, l'mister koi. Mitzvah ka'avid. Then the person that knocked down the wall did a mitzvah. Amai chayiv b'dinei shamayim. Why is he chayiv b'dinei shamayim? What did he just do, this guy? Again, we'll say the case. According to Rashi, the other case is, what's the case where you're part of b'dinei adam, chayiv b'dinei shamayim, where you're pirates, you are, what's the lashon? This is a geder, was a koisel ru'ua. Your pirates get off nebeimus chaveiroi. The animal was barcha. You are a pater b'dinei adam, chay b'dinei shemaim. Asks the Rambam, why you chay b'dinei shemaim? You did a mitzvah.
What's the machlokes
of
Tosfos?
Tosfos says
you're not chay b'dinei shemaim.
What are your machlokes who in Tosfos?
Didn't
Tosfos
say you're chay b'dinei shemaim for the behemoth?
Not for the
one. Yeah. Okay. Well, who said machlokes? Who taught?
The Rambam's not
arguing. Rambam is in kasha on Rashi. Okay. Rashi says, we'll get to Tosfos. Rashi says that our case is it's a koisel ru'ua, and koisel ru'ua means that this wall is lemister koi. It's supposed to be knocked down, as Rashi says, and therefore it's mitzvah ka'avid. If it's mitzvah ka'avid, so then why in the world are you going to be chayiv b'dine shamayim?
For the animal!
This is the Rambam's kasha. So, there's two answers to this question. The Me'iri and Tosfos. The Me'iri's answer is like Usher, where Usher said that Rashi seems to say all these cases are cases where there is ill intent. Rashi says, why are you chayvin koifiv komaslof ne behemes chaveroi? Koifiv komaslof ne adleka? Because he did a kidei shayavar boyaish. My intention was because I had bad intent. So in our case also, What's the reason why he was Peretz Geder Lefnei Behemes Chaveroi? He did it because he wanted to do a mitzvah? No, he did it because he wanted his friend's animal to damage. So is this a nice guy or a not nice guy?
Not nice guy.
Not nice guy. Not nice guys have to pay Bidei Shomai. Says Rabbi Yosher Ber Salavechik, that's the way Rashi understands the whole chiyuv of Labali Dei Shomayim. It's totally in your intention. Because the chiyuv Bali Dei Shomayim is, listen, maybe the letter of the law makes you putter, but the spirit of the law should make you chayiv. You are a bad, you have, I can't say a bad person is a bad thing, but you have very bad intentions. And what does the Rambam hold, my friends? That's a great answer. What does the Rambam hold?
Meiri
to answer for Rashi. What?
The Rambam holds that that's true.
The Rambam doesn't care about your intention. Hold on, keep your mouth shut for a second. The Rambam doesn't care about your intentions. Let me just be dramatic about it, okay? The Rambam doesn't care. Intentions, today till tomorrow. Either you're chayiv or you're putter. Nizikin, you ever heard people talking about intentions in Nizikin? Adamud la'ilam. Bein shoygeg. Bein mezid. Bein ar. Bein yoshan. Bein oynes spirit. Nothing. You're not intentions. Adamud la'ilam. You're chayiv. Rashi learns, yeah, but the chiyuv of Bali Dei Shamayim, maybe we can handle your intentions. Ram doesn't agree with that. Frekt Tuliyah Kasha. Oh, what's Tuli's Kasha?
Rambam does care about intentions.
That we're going to have another Rambam where the Rambam Dafka does care about intentions. So if the Kamas the Rambam is Nisyachis to Kavana and not Kavana, why over here is the Rambam not being Nisyachis to Kavana? And Tuli's going to say an answer, but not for now. The Tosfos says a different teretz to this. Again, the kasha is, if you're telling me we're talking about over here that it's a mitzvah ka'avit, so then why is it chay baladei shamayim? Says Tosfos, listen, you're right. There's a mitzvah to knock down the wall, but hello, there's animals behind the wall. You have to think about the animals. You can't just say I'm doing a mitzvah l'shem yuchid kutcher bricho, knock down and walk away. The Bialim, they're going to do the mitzvah. Before they do the mitzvah, what the Bialim going to do? They're going to watch this stuff. You come over and say, oh, there's a mitzvah, knock down the wall, bang, and walk away. It's a little bit sad there. So that's the chiyuv balot tzidei shamayim. Because you caused the hezek. It's different than Rashi. Maybe according to Tosfos, this fellow is thinking very, very, he's a holy Jew, he's trying to be very, very frum. He's in Amar Tzchassid, but he's trying to be a Chassid over here. He's like, oh, it's a mitzvah, knock down the wall, knock down the wall. He says, hello, there's animals behind it. Oh, you gotta knock down the wall, knock down the wall. Someone's animals are gonna run out. Knock down the wall, knock down the wall. Mitzvah, he's so proud of himself. Is he have bad intentions or good intentions? Good intentions. Aber es in Amar Oretz, in Amar Tzchassid. It's Chayiv Bali Dei Shamayim. So Tosfos understands, Rabbi Yisai, Chayiv Bali Dei Shamayim is not about your intentions, about what you did. At the end of the day, you had good intentions, it was sloppy, you ended up causing a lot of damage. According to Rashi, it's all about your intentions. And the Rambam doesn't care about intentions. So we have to figure out what's bidiyuk the machlok, because these are the three sheetahs we have here in the sugya. Beis Hashem is siyata d'shmaya, we're going to continue to...
Rabbi, what about a case where there's a square of a field, in the pen is in the middle of his big field? So the wall is weak, who cares? It's my private property.
Right.
It's none of his business.
Right.
Right, but maybe differentiate.
I don't care about it. Because the mitzvah. Why a mitzvah?